Now, this is my first time here. Well, thank you. And I'm having a wonderful time, and I'm so lucky because I get to, you know, carouse with all these great people back here. The first half is over, excuse me, and now we're moving on to this. We're going to have some beautiful music, as just like the first part. So let me get on to telling you about it. Okay, Rusty Mason. Who's been in Rusty's class? Anybody in here? Now see, their enthusiasm, I had all these buzzwords I was going to thing, and their enthusiasm said all that, but he's a multi-instrumentalist who started out his playing back in the changeover from New Orleans to Kansas City style. And he's been playing all the way through. He can play piano, he can play bass, he can play saxophone, he can play drums, and anyway, man's really good. So let me get out of the way. Also playing with him is going to be Ralph Gordon on bass, Steve Lorette on drums, and John Nicholas on piano. He's been inspiring students all week, and they're going to do a set of swing. So let's enjoy it, all right?
Up to now? My. Well, I guess it's up to us not to change it. So, we're going to try to keep you in the mood that you are. We're into this stream of music somewhere around Kansas City and from there on into the east. So, we're going to be doing some light jazz after it began to swing some. We're hoping that we can get you to kind of feel the pulse with us. We're going to do the first tune is a song that has the experience that so many great songs did. They were written for Broadway plays, and they would have died when the play died if it hadn't been that jazz men liked the way they were constructed and began to play them, and they're just about to live forever. And this is one like that. It's called All the Things You Are. Thank you. you so much. Thank you so much. This one's from the Duke Ellington Group. I won't say that Duke wrote it, but it's from the Duke Ellington Group. It's called Perdido.
Down.
ready to get out of here now. And I guess the best thing to do is play something fast so we can get our blood stirred enough to have strength to walk off. I'm about done for. I've been coming up here for quite a few years, and I'm having a good time. And I don't know how much. Well, this place will go on forever, and I hope it grows and grows and grows and grows. And I'm not worried about Augusta. I'm not worried about you showing up for the concert. What I'm worried about is me. I don't know how long I can keep this up, but right tonight I'm having a good time. So here we go with a little thing called Jacquette's Jacket. Something like 1, 2, 1.
Thank you. didn't they?
Having a good time back there, too.
All right.
Well, we're going to continue with this, and let me introduce the people first. I'll make the change. Okay. Tom Mitchell, guitar. Kevin Wimmer, fiddle. Steve Lawrence on drums, same guy. John Prevetti, bass. Mike Marr on piano. And Mariana Prevetti on vocals. And we're going to have some dancing along with this. All right? Because remember, this is not only Blues Week, it is? All right. Give a hand for that, please. See, I was really blessed being here. See, if you look on my badge, it has nothing on the bottom. So it means I could like float over to this group, float over to that group. So I got sunshine on both sides of me. Yes. Oh, dances. Who's dancing? Da 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 da. I've been practicing. Anna Sandejo. Oh, good. I've been practicing that for 2 days. Yeah, she will. She's from Sweden. If you couldn't guess from the name, she's going to be dancing with Stephen Mitchell, who lives in Germany. Okay. They're on the last leg of a U.S. tour, and they're going to be dancing Lindy. And this is not choreography. This is just dancing. A little flashy, but basically what real life people did whenever they came out and danced. Also joining them will be, I didn't practice this one enough, Bill Borghita, okay, ooh, I said it right, and Sue Seeley from Ithaca, New York. They all been teaching here this week. Have they been good? They've been good for you, right? See, I've been going and watching them in the pavilion and down in the pit dancing, and it's great stuff. And I want to see, come on. So Bill's been teaching for like 12 years, and it shows. And Sue's just here. She's just his guest assistant. I got a catchphrase for this. His effervescent guest partner for Swing Week here at Augusta. If anybody knows, they know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. You see her dance, she's like, da-da-da. She's a lot of fun. Let's see, what else? Have you heard the one? No, that won't work here. No, not that one. No, not that one. Well, anyway, I can't think of anything else. You all got your tickets, right? Raffle tickets, right? So now everybody's like, I want the banjo. Well, you're going to have to wait because the drawing is until the end of the summer. But let's see, well, I said that already. That's not even supposed to be said. The rest of the stuff is in the back, so I can't. Okay, following tonight's concert, Western Swing Dance. That'll be fun. In the pavilion, do it again. Yeehaw. Okay, fine. And how you like my hat? You don't know what it took to get this hat. I went $14. Boy. Not yet. No, but they have all these different colors. They have purple brims and purple embroidery and green embroidery and blue embroidery and red embroidery and blue and green. And I said, like, well, which one's going to match my outfit? So I took them all. And I thought about it. I said, should I come out with a different hat every time? But then people backstage said, no, it's just ridiculous. Like, who's going to notice anyway? They're telling you know what they're telling me, right? Shut up. Get it. Okay, well, bye.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Good? Hey, Liz. Ugh. Uh-oh. Well, it's been an incredible week. I don't know what to say. I'm just, you know, thank you so much for letting me be here. And all of a sudden, I'm on the loss for words. I thought I was going to be gabbing at the mouth, but I'm very touched. I love Augusta. I'm going to be singing a couple of songs. You guys know these people back here, don't you? Yeah. The people that know. Yes. Tom Mitchell on guitar.
Yes.
Mike Maher on the piano. New to Augusta this year. Great. Kevin, what's your last name? Wimmer. Kevin Wimmer on the fiddle. Yeah. And Steve Lawrence on the tracks. Yeah. My husband, John Previny, on the bass. Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes along, I'll do my best to make him stay. Look at me and smile, he'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though I know it sounds absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I from which I'll never roam. Who would with you? And so all else above, I'm looking for the man I love. Thank you.
you'll come along, yeah. When I love and he'll be big and strong. The man I love and when he comes along, I'll do my best to make a him or say yeah, he will. But I only know that one day, maybe Tuesday, will be my good news day.
This next one, you know, I knew a while back, but I haven't done it that much. It's sort of become my song at Augusta, so here goes nothing. Thank you. can't believe that you're in love with me. Steve Lawrence, Kevin Wheel, Tom Mitchell, Mike Mao. Thank you, everybody.
What do you do after that, huh? Well, thank you very, very much. The next tune we'd like to do is a Django Reinhardt tune called Nuages.
Thank you. Hello. What I want to say. Hello, Lance. Hi, I just would like to say that what you're going to tell you about what you're going to see. Bill and Sue is going to come out, and then we're going to do a little jam with the band. Just an improvisation thing, a little jam we're going to do. So they're going to come in and take a few bars. We're going to come out and take a little bars, and then we're going to end with the drums. I hope. It's all improvised. Just let you know it's not choreographed. Yeah. That's all I want to say. Just to break the ice with you a little bit. So it's not the band, here comes the dancers, and then they leave. So let me just get rid of the microphone. Can I just set her aside? I'll do what she did.